Well, what a blessed feast we celebrate today, the Assumption of Our Lady, body and soul, into heaven. That when, you know, the Church has believed for many centuries, it was finally infallibly proclaimed in the middle of the 20th century that at the end of her earthly life, God did in Mary what he intends to do in all of us in the resurrection, the general resurrection of the dead. Through the power of Christ, he preserved even her body from corruption, and he intends to raise all of us, body and soul, after cleansing us from sin, into that glory of heaven. And so it's been well said that the celebrating the Assumption is like celebrating a second Easter in a way at the opposite part of the year, because it's through the power of our Lord and his death and resurrection that God works what he worked in Mary and begins to work what he intends to work in each of us. In the book of Revelation today, God gives John a vision of the Ark of the Covenant, right? The Ark of the Covenant represented God's dwelling among the people. And so that vision of the Ark is closely associated with his vision of the woman clothed with the sun, because she carried our Lord in her own body himself. And, you know, it's the mystery of God breaking in to this world of sin and suffering in order to redeem and raise it up. And so Mary utters her Magnificat. The Almighty has done great things for me. How holy is his name. We know that Jesus dwelt in the womb of Mary, and in a just slightly less strong way, he dwells in us if we're in the state of grace. His grace and his life dwells in us and is meant to grow until the Lord finally brings us into his glory. And so it's really that unity that he desires. You know, the psalm says, what does it say? I have it here somewhere. The queen stands at your right hand arrayed in gold. And then it's talking about how, you know, it's the image of a bride who's being called away from her home and her family because the king desires her beauty and desires her in marriage. And that's the unity that God wants with us, and that's what he began to work through the life of Christ, through his death and resurrection. And so may we benefit from the mystery of the Assumption. May it increase our faith. We're about to recite the creed where we say, I believe in the forgiveness of sins. I believe in the resurrection of the body. May today's mystery of the Assumption increase our hope, because we see that a mere human being is already sharing in the glory that the Lord intends for us, and we are assured that we have Mary's prayers as a loving mother in our spiritual life. May it increase our charity, because we are heartened and comforted by the great love that God showed and the great love that Mary has for us as our mother, and that can inspire us to respond. And so as we celebrate this great mystery of the Assumption, let us renew our love and our reliance on the prayers of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's a good day to pray the rosary. I don't know if you are in the habit of praying the rosary, or a lot of people maybe say, well, I used to, but not so much anymore. This would be a wonderful time to take up that habit again. You know, it's been recommended by by many saints for hundreds of years in the church. And it's another way to meditate upon those mysteries of the incarnation. And so let us bless the Lord, who's given us Mary as our model and mother, and let us ask for her intercession.